From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. God Bless America on the organ underscores the patriotism and heavy hearts at the Memorial Baptist Church in Killeen, Texas today, where people are remembering the victims of Thursday's shootings at Fort Hood. A service member is accused of killing 13 people and injuring nearly 30 at the military post. As NPR's Jeff Brady reports, churches across the region are praying for the victims.
Fort Hood is surrounded by churches, and attendance is expected to be higher than normal as soldiers and their families keep the dead and injured in their thoughts. About a dozen of the injured have been released from the hospital. The alleged shooter, Major Nadal Hassan, reportedly is still in intensive care but is breathing on his own now. Authorities haven't announced when or if charges will be filed. Army officials say more than 100 rounds of ammunition were fired at the Soldier Readiness Processing Center at Fort Hood over the course of just a few minutes. Authorities will hold a briefing this afternoon and may release more details. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
The U.S. House has passed sweeping health care legislation. Last night's vote to overhaul the system was close. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
The debate went on for hours. Finally, the House voted 220 to 215 to extend health coverage to tens of millions of people who cannot afford insurance and to ban insurance companies from denying coverage to those with existing medical issues. California Democrat George Miller says for those millions, this bill provides peace of mind.
Never again will they live in fear that they will be without health care for whatever circumstances take place in their lives.
House Republican leader John Boehner says the bill fails to address the issues important to most Americans.
They want lower cost and they want more choices. And I think the underlying bill here tonight does exactly the opposite.
The Senate's version is stalled in committee. Still, President Obama says he looks forward to signing a bill into law by the end of the year. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell expressed deep disappointment today to failed negotiations over a contract between transit workers and management. Talks broke down last evening over union demands for independent pension audits and the potential effect of an overhaul to the national health care system. Thousands of transit workers have been on strike for nearly a week now. Attorney General Eric Holder reportedly says a decision could come as soon as next week on which Guantanamo Bay detainees face trial in American courts. On the sidelines of a meeting in Qatar, Holder told reporters, according to the Associated Press, that officials are still reviewing which detainees will be prosecuted here and which can be returned to their native nation or a third country. This is NPR. A hurricane watch has been issued for the Louisiana and Mississippi coastline as Hurricane Ida crosses over Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula toward the United States. It's a Category 1 storm with winds near 90 miles per hour. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Mexico City.
Mexican officials opened hurricane shelters on the island of Cozumel and on the mainland, even though Ida is expected to stay offshore. Fishermen and tour operators pulled their boats out of the water, and Cancun's beaches were empty as rains from the hurricane pounded the region. Ida originally made landfall as a hurricane in Nicaragua, then dropped down to tropical storm strength. It's now become a hurricane for a second time. Forecasters say Ida could grow even stronger. A tropical storm warning is in effect for the western Cuban province of Pinar del Rio. Ida is moving north on a track that forecasters say will take it straight across the Gulf of Mexico towards New Orleans. It could make landfall in the U.S. by Tuesday morning. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
A purported Taliban commander has claimed responsibility for a market bombing in northwestern Pakistan. An anti-Taliban mayor and 11 other people were killed. The man, who gave only one name, Omar, said in a telephone call from an undisclosed location that the group's local fighters carried out the attack today. As Big Ben chime, Queen Elizabeth II and thousands of troops and veterans observed 2 minutes of silence today for the country's war dead. The annual ceremony officially marks the anniversary of the end of World War I, but it has since become a memorial service for all those killed in battle, including the current conflict in Afghanistan. Britain has lost 231 soldiers to the war. This is NPR.